This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now it's Larkin with a burst of speed. He scores! Dylan Larkin in transition gives the United States the lead for the first time tonight.
That's Dylan Larkin's go-ahead goal in the second period of the game between Canada and the U.S. on Saturday night. Put the U.S. up 2-1. And they would end up winning the game and advancing to Thursday's final. They have a game tonight against Sweden. This is the Four Nations face-off. Canada, by the way, is continuing to lead 4-1, about 4.5 minutes to go. Sorry at the end of the last segment if I confuse you. By the way, I don't know if the period's even going on yet. I was talking live on the radio while the period was going on, so I wasn't watching. When I looked up, it was in commercial. But anyway, the third period's almost over. Finland got a goal. They now have the goalie pulled down 3 with 4 minutes to go. So, you know, never say never, but looking pretty good for a Canada-U.S. rematch, which I think has to be absolutely what we all wanted, right? Like, we... I might be a little weird in that I don't need the U.S. to win this thing. I mean, we never heard of it a week ago, right? I mean, we knew it was coming, but come on. The Four Nations face-off, like... Is it prestigious? Did they just invent it? No, it's not prestigious. Yes, they just invented it. But, you know, still, fly your flag. You're happy. I don't care who wins. I just wanted to see Canada and the U.S. play again, which is why I mentioned sort of jokingly at the end of last segment, because Finland is going out like this and Canada is assured of getting to the final on Thursday against the U.S. Tonight's Sweden-U.S. game doesn't matter. If somehow the door had been left open for Sweden and the U.S. could have manipulated the result, I mean, they're playing Sweden, Sweden would be an easier opponent, you'd think, in the final than Canada. But it's not about the trophy. It's not about winning the thing. It's about getting that matchup again after Saturday night. That's what we want to see. 803-0550 is the number. Was it the best hockey game you've ever seen? I should be a little more lenient about... I'm not criticizing anyone who's saying that. It's just that, to me, I need a little more in the game. You know, I need lead changes and swings of emotion. The game just did not have that. So it reached a very high level of intensity and interest for me. I'm not saying different, but best game I've ever seen. I mean, I just don't know. And I don't have a long list of the most incredible international games I've ever seen. And, you know, any game involving your favorite team in the playoffs, it just doesn't have the skill level that you had on the ice in this game. So, you know, I need to be a little more forgiving about it. We also are, We're living through a generation of people who have rarely seen these guys play like this, right? Like, who remembers? Like, Zach, you're 25?
26, but 26. It still counts, yeah.
Right. Bill Guerin and Keith Tkachuk fighting Claude Lemieux and Keith Primo?
I liked seeing the video of Keith Tkachuk. That's
right.
About it.
But
yeah.
you had no idea that ever happened, right? I barely remember it happening. I mean, I was a full-grown adult talking on the radio by then. I remember watching that game. I can still see the room I watched the final game in, as a matter of fact. But for fans who are coming up through, I mean, we've had Olympics since then, of course, with Hasek in 98 in Nagano, Ryan Miller in 2010 in Vancouver. Like, there have been best on best, but it's been like half of your adult life.
Yep.
Nothing, right?
It's weird with hockey. Like, that's a thing I've talked about with the Sabres, where like I don't really remember them being good all that much. Like, I've got a few years in there, but I don't have the same scar tissue that a lot of people have. It's the same with this. Like, I was ready for US Canada, but it took like the three fights in 9 seconds, and I was like, okay, no, this might be good. And then the game itself
is
great.
Different.
Yeah. Now, Thursday is gonna be different now, where I'm gonna be like, no, we're seated the entire time. I'm watching the pregame, I'm doing the whole thing.
Right.
It's different now for me.
Yeah. I think I'm trying to be a little I shouldn't be so hard on it can't be the best game you've ever seen. It's possible it's the best game. I mean, you're the arbiter of that, not me out there. If you think it was, make the case to me. I'm open to hearing it. 803-0550. I just would have liked to see more, you know, just more more momentum swings, just more emotion that comes with goals and leads being squandered and the game being tied back up and all that kind of stuff. It just didn't have quite that for me. But it was fantastic. And this tournament has been, I mean, we'll see what it ends up meaning. I've given up, really, over the years, sort of having any real interest in growing the game and what's good for the game and like how can you get people's attention and that kind of thing. But with that in mind, knowing again I'm going to be here this week, this tournament is really capturing, I think, the hockey fans' interest at a very high level, if not sports fans in general. Again, 4.5 million people watched on ABC and ESPN Saturday night, Canada-US. We'll see what Thursday night generates. But there certainly is a ton of interest so far in the tournament. And so knowing that, knowing Saturday – as it turned out, Sunday, I was up early and like, oh, soccer? Oh, you know what? It's a minute before 8 o'clock. SportsCenter is about to start the cycle. And so let's see what's the lead story on SportsCenter. Just for what it's worth, this is something hockey fans for years, when hockey was divorced from ESPN, you know, how to fix the game. Like, we ran a factory of shows for years about rule changes and the
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Television relationship always came up, you know, OLN became versus whatever, NBC. We're back to ESPN, and one of the reasons you want that, I think, used to be said to me, and I've said it plenty myself too, you've got their attention. It's one of their properties. They are going to highlight it. Sure enough, yesterday morning, lead story on ESPN. Now, the NBA was in an all-star break, but they did have their dunk contest and the Saturday night, whatever that, you know, skills and whatever. The lead story on SportsCenter, 8 o'clock yesterday morning, was the hockey, was the Four Nations Cup. And then again at 8:30 when they reset everything, which is how those shows work, that again was the lead story. And so they've got a ton of attention, and I don't see how this can be anything but good for hockey. You know, what it actually leads to is off in the distance and not something I'm all that worried about, frankly. But I love when hockey gets center stage. And even if it takes the fighting at the start of the game to sort of get everyone's attention, because they're there for a reason. And in a case like Saturday night, the players caring to the level that they did does mean a lot, even if you think fighting in hockey is ridiculous at this point in your life. Saturday night, I think, had to resonate with you. I shouldn't say had to. It definitely did with me, and I'll bet a lot of people who have felt sort of like, you know, I don't really miss it, I don't really need it. It set a tone that was, you know, unmistakably positive for the game and to ratchet up everybody's intensity levels. Finland has scored a second goal here. It's 4-2, 1:40 to go in the third period. We'll keep you apprised of that as we go here. 803-0550 is the number. Marty is first up this segment. Hi, Marty. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, guys. Nice to be on with you.
Thank you.
You were asking about games that meant the most that you mm-hmm. look back on and go, wow, that was really cool. And I agree with you. Yeah, it's great to have hockey in the forefront again, where everybody goes like, wow, this is cool. Well, when I was 17, it was the 80 Olympics, and I worked at a Dairy Queen. There were men, women, and children who knew nothing about hockey but were watching this on the screen that knew the weight of the moment. And when it happened, you know, do you believe in miracles? Yes! You know, everybody was just, you know, embracing each other, and it was great. It was fantastic because it was hockey. It was cool. It was your country. And the other one I have to talk about, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead. Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My phone went black.
The other one I have to talk about was the May Day. The Sabres were looking for the sweep. And it wasn't looking like it was going to happen. And then, you know, people were like, let's just go someplace and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, Sabre started to come back. And it was like, hey, wait a minute. We got an opportunity to do this. And, you know, when the May Day thing happened, again, an entire room of people, half of them didn't know anything about hockey, were losing their minds because the gravity of the moment. You could tell. You could just tell. It was so cool. And, I know this team we got right now ain't sniffing it. But that's why a good fan stays a good fan, is because someday it's going to happen.
I love the closing message, Marty. Thank you for that. For anyone who doesn't remember, 93, May Day, I mean, you know the goal, you know the highlight, you know the iconic Rick Jeanneret call, of course, I think, by now. The Sabres had not been out of the first round of the playoffs in 10 years at that point. And they made the playoffs. You know, they made the playoffs a lot. Just could not get out of the first round. But that broke that streak, and the caller's right. I mean, it was a big, important game for us. I mean, it doesn't qualify on the stage and the level that we're talking about here, but it is a great memory here, no question about it. And, of course, like, Saturday night does not hold a candle whatsoever to the 1980 Olympics. But, of course, that's lifetimes ago for those of us who are old enough to have remembered it and lived through it. And it's, you know, nothing but something you can watch in fuzzy, grainy footage if you weren't around for it. Well, Finland got to within one, made it 4-3 with under a minute to go, but Canada potted an empty netter to make it 5-3, and we'll see if they can manage to hang on here after Finland had made it pretty, well, I mean, they got to within one, so Canada probably really felt they needed that empty netter, and they got it. So 33.8 to go, face-off coming up in the Canada zone. I'll trust that they're going to get this game to the place where you safely park the car at this point. I won't be tweeting that because I'm working. 803-0550 is the number. Matt Parrino will shift gears to football and talk about the Bills and his early look at their offseason and what the objectives for them should be this offseason. Matt's one of our favorites from the Shout podcast, does excellent work covering the team year-round. So we'll visit with him coming up here in about 20 minutes. 4:30, Dave Buchanan. We'll get us the lowdown on what went down for the Bandits over the weekend. They split a road win on Friday night in Toronto against the Rock and lost at home in overtime to San Diego on Saturday. So we'll, and Daytona was Sunday, and Dave for many, many years was our motorsports guy here at the station. So we'll catch up with Dave on all of that. I talked long enough. The game has gone final. Canada hangs on 5-3. They will advance to play the championship game of the Four Nations face-off on Thursday against Team USA in Boston. Team USA will close out the preliminary rounds of this tournament tonight with a meaningless game against Sweden. Neither side has anything to gain at all. The U.S. is already locked in. Sweden already knows they cannot get to that game with Canada's regulation win this afternoon over Finland. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope is on vacation this week. Thanks for listening to WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.